This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
I am so unbelievably jealous of the Yankee fan this morning and the Indians fan this morning. Not so much the Indians fan because they're expected to win and you have a lot of nerves there and you're thinking this could go horribly wrong. But even that feeling is invigorating. But to have a team in the postseason like this playing in an elimination game to go to the ALCS, just to wake up the whole day, you're thinking about it. You're just alive. Yeah. And when you don't have a team in the postseason, it's just like...
It's old hat, man. You get used to it, dog. I mean, every year it's like this. You know, it's kind of like the holidays. They come around every year, right? Same thing here. Used to it. Yeah, it's nothing.
Just comes around
just,
every
just
year.
Just another day in October.
Right.
That's
for,
it. For beautiful. You. Yeah. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Great.
I'm annoyed at this U.S. soccer thing.
Why?
I'm so annoyed.
We don't
annoyed.
Give a damn about soccer in this country?
No, I'll tell you. Why? When are you going to give up that voice, by the way?
What? What voice?
Whatever the hell you're doing, it's just...
This is me. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful Wednesday.
Okay.
Hump day.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you dig it?
Yes, I could dig
all
it.
All right.
So the... And I'll tell you why I'm annoyed. And no, I'm not a guy who watches MLS games, or I'm not a guy that sits around and goes to a bar to watch Premier League soccer, even though I was trying to get into that after the last World Cup because I was so into it. But the last couple of years, I have immensely enjoyed the World Cup. It has been so much fun, especially in 2014. I was convinced to go to a bar by actually the man who is the VP of communications for the Pittsburgh Penguins, who would listen to my show in Pittsburgh all the time, and I would complain about U.S. soccer, how they need to be better, and this is why nobody cares. And he said, why don't you come to this bar and watch the game with me, I guess it was the first round last year. And I was just hooked. I mean, people chanting and the scarves and the yelling and just was totally into it. And then around July 4th of 2014, that week, they ended up playing Germany. That's when they got eliminated 4 years ago. And I sought out the place that everybody watches it on Long Island. And I went there and I took two friends and we're sitting there, we're chatting, we're having a great time. And I said, I cannot wait for 4 years from now to do it all over again, man. This is awesome. Now, I don't know if I can keep up my soccer fandom for the 4 years in between, but I tell you, in 2018, my ass is going to be there and I'm going to be into it. And now, this is just me as a casual fan. Think about the people that really, really care about this. And now, we don't get the opportunity to see that because last night, we were eliminated from even competing in the thing because we are that bad. We suck so bad, we don't even get a chance to play in the thing as they lose to already eliminated Trinidad and friggin' Tobago, who had lost like 7 out of their last 8 matches, and you didn't even need to beat these idiots. All you had to do was tie, and you didn't. You lost 2-1, and the U.S., the mighty U.S. of A., doesn't even get a chance to be embarrassed in the World Cup.
There was a soccer match last night.
Yeah.
Oh, huh. Couldn't tell, Gio. First things first, anytime you mention Germany, Boating. The announcer, I just love the way he pronounces that, and they always whip us. Secondly, who wants to go to Russia, man? Nobody want to go to Russia. Come on, dog. It's where the World Cup is taking place. You know, all the teams have been bribed. Nobody wants to go to Russia, especially everything they're doing over here in the U.S. to compromise our election. So nobody wants to go there. And then thirdly, there are a lot of people, I'm sure, that are in my camp. There are a lot that maybe be in your camp, the casual fan that was looking forward to it. I'm still looking forward to the World Cup. The World Cup is always fun. It's always interesting. Yes, yeah. It has more appeal, more attraction if it's your country's playing in it. But what usually happens when we're in it? We usually get beat.
Right.
But at least we're in it, right?
I got you. And no one expects us to go in and win the thing or beat Brazil or beat Germany. To be there and compete like last time, 4 years ago against Germany.
Yeah.
They competed and it was like even the people that were there didn't expect to win the match. But it was more like, man, we're here and we're taking a step forward and this is cool. You know.
Right. And lastly, you lose with four times in these qualifying rounds and you have to depend on others. That's something you never want to do. You don't want to have your fate in the hands of others, and it was Panama, I believe, and
Honduras.
Honduras and Mexico.
Yeah.
Really? You think Mexico wants to help us out right now? No. Yeah. So it's interesting how it all came down and all this confluence of events. It was just amazing, and one by one, they all seemed to occur when you didn't think it could happen, and U.S. would be fine, they would get in, this is not going to happen, this shoe right here will not drop, and then everything that you didn't expect to occur, it occurred. And so, we're on the outside looking in, but I think you still will see this huge fervor for the World Cup, even though our team, America, is not involved in it. I see, we've talked about this before, it's just my brother and his friends, and they loved soccer, and they're watching the highlights on their phones year-round, and it seems like it happens year-round. It's like these guys never get a break. Maybe that's why they make so much money, because they're playing year-round. But it stings now, and it probably will sting for a while for those who watch it more intently than we do. But I think once the World Cup rolls around, even though there's not an American team there, universally, everyone would be tuning in.
Well, sure, universally, but there's a lot of American soccer fans that are devastated by this. I mean, absolutely devastated. And it's the same arguments come up now. The reason why we can't compete is because our best athletes are playing different sports. I'm so tired of that excuse. And I know that we don't have to be the best in everything, but just be in the conversation. And they can't even be in the conversation. In 2010, losing to Ghana, in the least they did it in the World Cup. And then they lose to places that can't flush their toilets without their lights going off.
Man, I can flush the toilet in Ghana. That's my whole country.
No, it's not. You didn't let me finish. Without their lights going off. I mean, they can't. I remember the Ghanaians had to, because so many people were watching TVs, that they had to shut off their lights because if they had all the TVs running and the lights at the same time, the whole country was going to explode. and now this is what's happening. And Trinidad and Tobago's got the population of Memphis.
Yeah.
And so, and I know that you think, all right, so one of their best athletes is a soccer player there. But we still have so many damn people here. We got to be able to produce better athletes than this. And you bring in Jurgen Klinsmann, you think you have a more European style. That ends up backfiring. You bring Bruce Arena back, thinking that's going to do something, and that ends up backfiring. It's just absolutely pathetic, and I really don't even think the expectations are crazy. I just think that, you know, slowly take a step forward and compete. But
how do we go about amassing our team? Do we do it in the same manner as these other countries? No, you mentioned Trinidad, Tobago, and this is number one on their mind. They train year-round. They want to be involved in this.
There's so few people, though.
I understand it's so few people, but this is a daily deal for them. It's not daily for us, is it?
Well, it is for a certain community.
Certain guys go to college, and how long is that season? What, 3-4 months at the most?
But the guys that are on the U.S. men's national team, that's a year-round thing for them. A lot of these guys play.
Playing in Europe?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the best ones are.
Well, if they're the best ones, why aren't we winning then? If they're able to go to Europe and play and get...
Therein lies the question, Brian Jones. What's going on?
Why can't they bring that same performance, that same production from Europe here and help us get to the World Cup?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But it is horribly embarrassing.
Really? You feel that way?
It's really, really embarrassing.
It really bothered you.
It did. Okay. I mean, because if you had experienced what I experienced 4 years ago, you'd feel exactly the same way.
I get into it. I remember... 8 years ago, watching it over in the DR, and you have expats from all over the globe, whether it's Germany, it's Italy, it's Canada, and being in these bars over there watching this and people going nuts like we do about the Super Bowl, like we do about March Madness.
And we don't have, and it comes around once every 4 years.
I was watching Ghana kick our butt. Yeah. I was watching it 4 years ago when it was down in Rio.
So now we don't have any of that. We don't have that. I got nothing to root for.
I get into it, but I'm not as crestfallen as you are.
I mean, because it's once every 4 years. And now you have nothing to root for. I mean, and it's of course you get over it, but I mean it stinks. It's not like your team being eliminated from postseason contention because you go back at it next year. So now there's going to be an 8 year gap. 8 years a long damn time. Like you could be, think about it in terms of you're a freshman in high school and then you graduate college in that amount of time. But when we see the U.S. in between World Cups, because it's, if they even qualify. The next time around. I mean, it's just absolutely pathetic. And, I mean, it really is.
Okay.
And Trinidad and Tobago wasn't even, they were eliminated themselves. They had nothing to play for. They had pride. And according to anybody who's a soccer expert last night, they knew immediately when the match started that they had nothing. They were saying
there was no energy, no passion, no nothing. They had nothing out there. And you get what you had, they lose, and then all the other things occurred that needed to happen for them to be shut out as far as the World Cup. And so get over it, dog. It's going to be all right. You need a hug? I got you.
No. Oh, I mean, okay. Right. And what do you root for now? I know that there's a lot of people.
Boating.
Germany. You want to root for Germany? I guess Italy would be my next one, but I've talked about this many times. Like, I don't really
Juventus?
Feel like an Italian, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. There's Italian heritage there, but as I've said many times on the show, you know, when my wife says, you know, I'm 100% Italian, it's like, yeah, okay, well, let me drop you off in Firenze at midnight and see how, if you get right. to the subway, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck. You know, I mean, we're Americans.
But
you know?
Once the tournament starts, you'll naturally gravitate to a certain squad.
I don't know.
Don't you usually?
Man.
Their personalities. I don't think so.
Once they
roll out all the features on different players, you'll naturally gravitate to a team. That's usually what happens.
Yeah, I don't
Except
know.
Except for
if
that
it's
team.
Happen,
is it Argentina with the guy who bites people?
Oh, yeah, Suarez. Yeah. He's Argentinian. Yeah.
Yeah, we won't gravitate to him.
No, probably not. Well, maybe I should. Maybe that'll be my guy. It's rooting for a bite at some point during the World Cup. But I was planning everything out where I was going to go.
No way.
There was a bar in Bayshore. I was going to see if they
were. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. That's where I went 4 years ago. It was awesome. I'm telling you, it was one of the best days I had.
I agree. It's fun, especially when you're dealing with people who are cheering for other countries. And it's a cool experience.
No, that's where I disagree, because everybody in there was cheering for the same thing. That's what made it cool, is the whole place. Like here in New York, you got Mets fans, you got Yankee fans, you got Knicks fans, you got Nets fans, you got Giants fans, you got Jets fans. In there, everybody's on the same page, and everybody's chanting the same crap.
What made it cool for me, and I'm speaking to me personally, was being around all these other different nationalities, and yes, watching America do their thing in advance. That was cool, man.
I want to be a big provincial pig-headed American that's just farting on everybody else.
Well, you got that down.
Yep, that's right. That's what
I
want.
You don't have to wish or dream. You got it.
I want just us. It's us, man. Red, white, and blue. Let's go out. And the underdog, that's another thing that's great about it. Whereas in the Olympics with basketball, you're supposed to win. You're supposed to crush these teams. If you lose, it's a calamity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whereas in soccer, you're thinking in the World Cup, you beat one of these. It's the greatest. It's a miracle. If they ever won the thing, it would be an absolute miracle. And now you don't even have that opportunity. So,
sucks.
It's a bad one.
I agree.
And I know there's all sorts of conversations about, you know, how do you make it better? Do you make it a, you know, do you convince people who are playing football now because of the concussion stuff to come over to this side?
But there are concussion issues in soccer as well. That's been well documented.
Yeah, but it's...
That's why they're taking heading the ball out of soccer at the youth levels.
I mean, how can that...
You can't do anything.
No, you're
just stay in the house, dog. Don't run into anything, okay?
Yeah, stay in the house and watch the World Cup.
Try
to find the U.S.
So we cheer for Canada, maybe? Mexico?
Is the Canadians in there? I don't doubt it.
They got to be in there, right?
I don't think Are they? I don't think Canada's in the World Cup. I don't feel like Canadian soccer is a thing.
Like American soccer?
Yeah, right. I really know.
Really? You Americans say that about us?
I remember Roberto Baggio, who played on the 1994 Italian team. He was like one of the best players in the world at the time. And I remember him. And then in Italy, didn't Italy win it in 2006? Anybody know that?
Well, if you say so, yeah, go for it.
Sure. Well, I don't know. I'm just making sure. What's that?
Italy won in 06.
And Italy won in 06. So I guess I'd have to go
gotta
there.
Gotta go.
I gotta go there.
Italy. Yeah.
Now, any number of countries to go to.
I know. I got Uzbekistan.
Mm-hmm.
I can just pick one out of Europe.
Uzbekistan, are they in the World Cup?
Ancestry.com didn't really say where did my European heritage was from.
You gotta go Ghana.
And I gotta go Ghana, right? Yeah.
Well, Ghana, I have a Ghana
Vuvuzelas.
I've got a Ghana soccer T-shirt.
Right. You do wear that all the time. Yeah. So they made you a fan after they beat America?
No, I told you that same guy who brought me to that World Cup game, his name's Tom McMillan. He's a VP of communications for the Penguins. I went nuts after I lost to Ghana in 2010, and he had never forgotten about that rant, and he went out and got me a Ghana soccer T-shirt. But...
Hmm.
That's why I have the thing. So it's got to be Ghana. So Ghana's in. Ghana's good, man. Ghana soccer. Let's
all right.
go.
Cool. Let's go. Ghana. Yeah.
Yeah, they've got Uganda in the third round.
No, I can't go for Idi Amin. No.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Nope. Who'd you think Idi Amin? You said Idi Amin was...
Joel Embiid.
Embiid. Yeah,
my bad. Oh, you got... Idi got paid.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's got Cameroon, maybe. Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast is another one.
Go Cameroon. Former girlfriend married a prince from there.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
So for you, Cameroon. It's either Cameroon or...
No, it's Ghana.
Oh, it's Ghana.
That's what Ancestry.com said. I'm 88% African.
All right. What about you guys now? Where are you going? Mikey B?
I can't root for any other country.
I mean, it's tough, right?
Do it.
I'm not going to be able to really get into Italy. But if you were forced to...
Israel, I guess.
Are they in the World Cup?
Nope. Puerto Rico, right?
If they are, yeah.
I don't think
if not, I'll pick Russia.
Well, Puerto Rico's not a country.
Why are you going to pick Russia? Yeah, you would pick Russia.
Wait a second.
You hear that?
Republican Pete definitely.
You would pick Russia, yeah.
Puerto Rico's not in the World Cup. They're a U.S. territory.
That's right.
You guys nuts?
But they can still be in the World Cup, can't they?
No.
Yes.
They're not a country.
We played Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic.
Isn't that different?
Why is it different?
Well, I think that because
it's World Baseball Classic, so they don't consider themselves American in that deal.
Puerto Rico have their own soccer
team? Puerto Rico has their own soccer team.
They don't consider themselves American considering the response they're getting after this hurricane.
Oh, my goodness.
Puerto Rico.
All right, yeah.
And did you say Russia? You are terrible.
I guess they do.
You said, wow.
Look at that. So, Pete's on the Russian team.
Wow.
Only if Puerto Rico wasn't there. I'm on Puerto Rico.
So. All right. Puerto Rico.
Why would you take Russia?
Got good communication. Come on.
It was a joke, I think, Brian. I think that's where he was going with that.
Mm-mm.
I think it was a joke.
Mm-mm. I hope it was. Let's hope it was.
All right, well, Brian doesn't care that we stink at soccer. I do. He doesn't care about much of anything.
That's not true. Care about a lot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
That just didn't rip.
What does?
Why don't you tell me that before we start the show?
Why?
Because I got to sit here and yell, and you go, oh, there's a soccer game that night?
I wanted to talk about it.
Oh, did
you? No, I was joking saying that.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've seen all the uproar about them losing this morning, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. People are highly upset about that, which I imagine they are. But what, we have the same conversation every 4 years after the World Cup. Okay, this is when there's really going to be some traction around soccer in the USA.
Yeah,
and what happened? Nothing.
Not having that conversation this year, that's for sure. Because it is over.
So and it's Bruce Arena who's the coach now, and so do they get rid of him like they did Klinsmann, and they look elsewhere? I mean, which route does American soccer go now?
I don't know. That's another really good question. I don't know where they go, but something's got to change majorly. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Want to get your thoughts on U.S. not participating in the World Cup this year. They did not qualify. Brad Heller is in for Bogish today. I don't know if he's a soccer guy or not. He's a very depressed man.
Bogish sick? He was that depressed?
No.
About the loss?
We talked about this. He's doing career day today at the school.
So career day means you get the day off? I'm going to do career day. Can y'all? Oh, I didn't go to high school around here. Damn.
We're coming right back.
Hi, this is U.S. men's soccer legend Landon Donovan, and you're listening to Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. I just want you to know, I want to say it now before I forget to say it. I appreciate y'all.
Independent observer Brad Heller is here.
I never thought I'd be the positive presence in the room. Right.
Was that mean?
Nobody said you were the positive presence.
It was a little snapshot into our world. I didn't think that was a mean thing. I thought that was just like
I think it was a realistic, accurate representation for the moment.
Right. I'd ask you a damn thing, man.
I did.
I just want all to know I'm going to forget all of you, but thank you for the experience. Appreciate
you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Appreciate it.
Man.
Gio. And you're the orchestrator of all this.
Orchestrator of what?
You're the leader.
I don't even know.
In the words of Butch Jones in Tennessee, you're the leadership rep. Whatever the hell that means.
What are you even talking about?
That's what they were asking Butch Jones the other day, because he keeps coming up with these corny sayings. Leadership rep and champion of life. Just win a damn football game.
Is there medication that you need?
No, I quit. Taking that damn medication. That stuff makes you worse.
What, for the ADHD?
All that. No medication.
You need it.
Natural high. Just high off life. You feel it?
And this is working for you, whatever's going on?
You hear that, Chris Forrester? High off life. Yes.
Why is it always Wednesdays that you come
I have no idea.
Out of your mind?
I am still wired from inside college football or something. I don't know.
This is about life.
Yeah.
Learning lessons about life.
Yeah, life. Kick life in the ass.
Life.
Yeah, Pagano. Yeah. Trinidad, Tobago. We're going to win it. Life. We've been having a soccer game.
Is it Tobago or Tobago?
Tobago, whatever.
I think it's
Donut,
Tobago.
Bread. Tobago.
I was going to go with Tobago, but
yeah,
I mean, Tobago. I like Tobago. Oh. You like Tobago.
True.
All right.
Life.
Let's call the whole
You like
thing
jam.
Off.
I like jelly. What?
Nothing. I'm just letting you get it all out. You know.
All of y'all. Sorry, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna sneak up on you.
So happy. I still have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know when I sneak up on you.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So happy to be back.
Who invited you anyway? Hella.
Brian, it's a long story.
Did you remember the R&B song? I asked you a question 2 minutes ago, and you still haven't answered it. What was the R&B song?
I like what we just heard coming out of the break.
I didn't ask you what song you heard.
Andrew Bogish is out at career day today.
Is that what it is?
I believe that's what it is. Yes, it's career day at his high school.
Not a concert.
Not a concert this time. Right. No, he's actually done a pretty good job. He's gone to concerts during the week and actually showed up the next day. We got on that for him early, but he is... He's at Career Day telling everybody about this wonderful business that we all work in. And I believe he's got a Brad Heller picture there, and he's pointing it out. Look, see how happy this man is. You can be him. Did you do a little Yankees pregame the other day, I heard?
I did, yeah. Oh, from cool. The Hard Rock Cafe. It was fun going into game three. It was.
Where is the Hard Rock Cafe?
We're attached to the stadium. So we did an hour pregame show leading into game three. So cool. It was pretty cool.
Now, I've heard from others who attended, and they said that's one of the loudest. That's the loudest they've heard that stadium in a while.
The wild card game against the Twins, that place was nuts.
Yeah.
It was nuts that night. It was interesting game three because they still did they have to do the baseline introductions again game three, which is kind of a little strange, but they booed Joe Girardi like
right,
crazy.
I heard that.
But once they went, that was the 1-0 game they won. And once Greg Bird homered, then the place was rocking again. Yep. And then same thing with the Indians kicked the ball over the place in game four. So.
Good for you, man. It's a nice little gig that you had there. Proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you, son.
Thank you.
It was, you made us proud.
It was very cool to be a part of it. Yeah. So,
all right, you got an update for us this morning?
I do. Rough morning for U.S. soccer, guys, which will now miss next year's World Cup after the 2-1 loss to Trinidad and Tobago. First time since 1986. Here's forward Jozy Altidore.
Yeah, this is a huge blow. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. It'd be easy to walk away now and say, You know, you've had enough is enough, but you got to use this as motivation now.
Now, Argentina did qualify, though, a hat trick from Lionel Messi in a 3-1 win over Ecuador. Baseball playoffs, interesting situation for the Nationals. Yesterday's rainout with the Cubs at Wrigley means Steven Strasburg would be on full rest for game four today. Nats trailing the series 2-1, but USA Today says Strasburg told the team he's too sick to start. He was wheezing after a half-mile run, so it's going to be Tanner Roark, who would have started yesterday opposite Jake Arrieta. Bryce Harper says elimination games, though, nothing new to them.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think everybody on our team is, too. So, like Z said, we've won two before. We've faced elimination before as well.
That one starts at 4 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Eastern in Cleveland, the deciding game 5 for the Indians and the Yankees. Terry Francona's club not focusing on the fact that his team has blown a 2-0 series lead.
Because we don't view it like that. I think if you viewed it like that, you could set yourself up to press. We play every game like it's our last game.
The same pitching matchup as game 2, Corey Kluber and CC Sabathia. From the NFL, the Saints trading Adrian Peterson to the Cardinals for a conditional draft pick. Arizona releasing veteran Chris Johnson. Tom Brady missed Patriots practice for the first time this season, a left shoulder injury. Pats will take on the Jets on Sunday. From the NBA, the Sixers reportedly giving center Joel Embiid a 5-year contract extension worth $148 million. Hockey, the Las Vegas Golden Knights honored the victims of last week's shooting as well as first responders in their first home game. They beat the Coyotes 5-2. They were the first NHL expansion team to start 3-0. Guys?
All right, Brad, thanks. We will talk to you in an hour. So the Washington Nationals and their fans are just beside themselves because after what they saw, even though it was in a loss from Steven Strasburg in his first start in the series against the Cubs with no-hit inning after no-hit inning, they're thinking, all right, he's going to be pitching game 4 of this series against the Cubs. I mean, you need him. It's an elimination game.
Yeah.
He's going to be pitching.
Right.
Well, then Dusty Baker said, no, Tanner Roark's going to pitch. And then people said, excuse me? And then the answers for why he wasn't going to pitch were even more confusing. Because first, he's saying that, well, he threw his bullpen, and because he threw his bullpen on this day, then he can't pitch. And they said, well, wait a second, he threw it on Monday.
Right.
You said Tuesday, and then he went back and was like, oh, yeah, well, never mind. It doesn't matter anyway. It's just because he's sick. He's under the weather, and he doesn't have enough endurance. And Roark gives us the best chance to win. It all sounds a little fishy to me, but listen to Dusty Baker explain this sickness thing. And tell me if you're buying this.
You know, a lot of my team is kind of under the weather with the change of weather and the air conditioning in the hotel and the air conditioning here. And this is time of the year, you know, for mold around Chicago. I think it's mold because I have it too. So, you know.
I mean, people are laughing, but he's serious. Like he's
has he been working here? A lot of construction's going on.
I mean, he's either serious about it or he's lying his ass off. But he's not joking. It's one of the two.
And Dusty managed there in Chicago, so he knows the area, he knows the climate, and all that. But that's interesting excuse or rationale for what's going on right now. And I'm sure, like everyone, you're taken aback when you have your stud pitcher Strasburg saying, well, I'm wheezing, so I can't pitch. Well, no one's asking you to jog on the mound. No one's saying run in place and then throw a pitch. Yes, you can get winded, I imagine, pitching. But, dude, you're needed. Isn't this where you put all that aside? You saw, people always talk about performance-enhancing drugs, where you saw Curt Schilling out there shot up in his lower leg and bleeding through his sock and pitch. So you can't pitch through a little wheezing. You can speak more to this. You've dealt with asthma, have family members that have dealt with it. But so you felt a little out of breath jogging, and now you can't
pitch? I don't understand. I mean, anybody who's got – I mean, I've got asthma. My mother has asthma. My wife has asthma. And the way that it is dealt with nowadays is totally manageable. I mean, you have inhalers. You've got preventable stuff. There's things that you take, and you're usually fine. And even when you get in a situation, you have emergency stuff, you're fine. You can get through it. And I don't even think he's an asthmatic. And this is 2012, they shut him down because they were worried about him in the postseason, the innings limit, which is a huge controversy. Last year, he missed the postseason because of an injury. And now, an elimination game, he's not going to be pitching because of this. I mean, unless you have the flu. Like, the flu can knock you out so bad you can't even get out of bed. And I don't even know if people have gotten the flu yet. It's too early in flu season. But you're telling me he's got, like, a normal cold or something along those, or mold? Or air conditioning stuff, or allergies, and he can't start in this game? Excuse me?
Right.
Like, what in the hell is that? Like, what is wrong with him? Like, if he can not start in game four, and then, if you think about it, too, the game gets postponed, too.
Right.
But, I mean, if you can't start in game four, but you can start in game five, what do you have that's so bad that you can't start in game four?
I'm with you, and it's unique to baseball. Some of these injuries or ailments that pitchers in particular have to scratch a start, neck, they slept wrong, or something, they got a cramp here or there. It's unique to them when they miss starts. But this one here, I didn't think this was at that level or on that level where you would say, no, I can't go, Skip. Really? You're wheezing a little bit? Well, if you get out there and you're out of breath and you start hyperventilating and the moment's too big for you, okay, we pull you, but we know the moment's not too big for you. You've been out there before. You started game one for us. You pitched a gym. And now you're telling me just because you were wheezing during a jog, no one's asking you to go out there and run a 40, bizarre, run 100 meters. We're asking you to stand on the mound and toss a baseball. How out of breath do you get from tossing a baseball?
Now, he's been a guy who's known to not like his routine changed. So maybe it has something to do with that. And he's just super stubborn about it. But if you're telling me that this is the truth, I mean, that's some weak stuff, man. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not usually one of those, rub some dirt on it, go out there and go get them if someone's legitimately injured. But, I mean, this to me sounds like a total cop-out. And how can you be a legitimate major league pitcher and tell me that you can't pitch in a game four because you're under the weather and your manager's out there talking about air conditioning? Air conditioning? I mean, this is one of those things that, you get the old school, new school NFL mentality of man, get out there and I played with this, I played with that. There's probably baseball players that played, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or yesterday that are beside themselves saying, this is a playoff game. Your team has never won a playoff series.
Thank you.
And you're telling me because of air conditioning and mold, you're a little bit under the weather and you're not going to pitch?
Mold around Chicago.
What, mold in Chicago?
You were just there, dude. You do look a little peakish. I mean, what happened?
Yeah, it's definitely. It's the in and out of the air conditioning.
Yeah.
It was definitely
the
what it was.
The mold that told you, Phil?
I mean, come on.
Anti-cramping medicine and all that kind of stuff.
Thank God Dusty
Baker. Get some Tussin, man.
Yeah,
come
seriously.
Come on.
Thank God Dusty Baker's not a doctor, because he'd be the worst doctor in the world. Dusty, I don't know what's wrong with me. Here's some anti-cramping medication and stay away from the mold.
From mold around Chicago.
just pathetic.
Yeah, just that's pathetic. A new one there. That's yeah. a new one.
I'm now
like
hoping,
you, Dusty, but wow.
I'm now hoping Tanner Roark just gets crushed in this
really?
Game. Oh, of course. Well, I don't want the Nationals. I don't like either one of these teams, but I really don't like the Nationals. Mm. So, I mean, I just it would serve them right if this is the way that it went down. All right, coming up next, we got some college football to talk about. Is Gary Anderson just weird? Is that why he walked away from $12 million? We will sort through all that next.
Give us a call right now, 855-212-4CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mike Leach went on a 10-minute dissertation on the college football playoff. So what I want to do is I want to just start this 10-minute answer on the college football playoff right now. Okay, so you just start it. Okay, mm-hmm. Just go ahead, Pete.
I think 64
teams. And what we'll do is we'll keep it running, all right?
Okay.
And we'll just, in the midst of the rest of the college football conversation that we have, we'll just bring up the audio at any point and see where he's at with it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so just bring it down now, Pete, all right? Just know that Mike Leach is still talking and it's still running as we talk about this Gary Anderson story again. So yesterday we were talking about Gary Anderson leaving Oregon State and leaving $12 million on the table.
Yes.
Now, there's been some text messages that have been recovered.
Yeah, he was apparently kept in constant contact with a longtime writer. And some say he's a beat writer. Others say he's just a columnist there in Portland. And this guy, Cazano, I believe is his name, shared some of these text messages with the general public yesterday. And they're kind of contradictory. Because in some of them, you hear Gary Anderson throwing his assistant coaches under the bus. But these are some of the same assistant coaches that were with him at Utah State, where he was prior to going to Wisconsin. They went with him to Wisconsin, and then they went with him to Oregon State. So you know these guys. They know you. And to say to drop them in the grease and say they're not coaching in the manner in which you would like, well, you would think, having gone to all three places with you, been with you a long time, that they would understand how to implement your particular program, your particular philosophy, but yet you're frustrated with their efforts. So that was interesting. And then on the flip side, you say, well, I'll bite the bullet here. I'll take the hit, and I won't force you to pay me all the money that's owed, the $12 million, but I want to be able to take care of my coaches. Certain coaches that have done what I've asked them to do. So it was very interesting to read those text messages and try to sift through and make sense of where Coach Anderson's coming from, because you and I both, I think everyone, when you see this and the guy's leaving $12 million on the table, the cynical portion of you like, wait a minute, there's got to be more to this story.
I still believe that there is. Before I respond, let's listen a little more. Is Mike Leach still talking?
Is he still talking?
Okay, now the suspense is really starting to get thick because, you know, Division II might do it differently. No, in fact, they don't. They do it exactly.
You can pull it down now. So he'll keep going. We'll check in from time to time. That was a good place to bring it up there. It's actually perfect. These are some of the text messages, by the way, so you know. On September 20th, I hired the wrong blank guys and are still working our way through a bunch of recruiting years at Stunk. It's year three. If these blanks can't get it right, I will not just say fire them and start over. That's not the way to go about it. If I blank it up that bad, I will take the bullet and ride off into the sunset. I will stay old school. I will not die doing this. So then he texted, I am fixing this place if it kills. So, I mean,
well, at one point he's saying in the text messages, he's saying, I will stay here. We have 7 games left. I'm here for the long haul. I'm here for the fans. I'm here for these players. I love these players. And then you have other messages where he's stating that I'm done here. They can have the $12 million, even though I have them by the, you know what, for $12 million. I won't take it. I'll just walk away. So I'm so confused, as I'm sure a lot of people were, reading those text messages.
They have one battle after the next. And at the end, guess what? They sort out a champion. And it's called the Super Bowl. And there's not interest diminished because people are captivated.
You can bring them back down. By the way, we have left this running. This is not just us hitting cuts. We've started it. We've left it running, and we just keep bringing it up. And this is one answer from Mike Leach yesterday on the college football playoff. I guess the question that I have about Gary Anderson is it possible in 2017 in big-time college athletics for someone to actually leave a job and not take that money in some way, shape, or form because he felt like he didn't deserve it? Do we believe that anybody is capable of that? And if you think yes, then maybe Gary Anderson actually is that guy. But to me, I'm, as you say, cynicism. I am the king of cynicism. Yep. I am the grand marshal of the cynicism parade.
You're riding in the car waving.
Right, waving.
He's sitting in the convertible.
Yep, that is me. I don't believe that anybody, because you've got people to worry about, people like a family and everything else, and that. And even if you're not selfish in that way, you think, like, hey, like, they decided to give me this money, and the things that I could do to take care of future generations of the Anderson clan, I'm going to do. So I think there's probably something else that the university was able to hold over him that that led him to this decision. Mike Leach, quickly.
If you wanted to go 64, which I think would be brilliant, 10 regular season games.
All right, go ahead, Ryan. Respond.
No, I, as I said, my first inclination when hearing about this was like, uh-oh, something's afoot. And we briefly discussed it yesterday when Bob Stoops stepped down. Everyone was thinking, no, there's no way he's leaving this job. He's all-time winningest coach. There's something else to this. And he's done this right at the end of spring ball. He could have announced it sooner, made Lincoln Riley the head coach, but he didn't. Something's afoot here. And there wasn't anything other than here's a guy that was worried about his health. Like his father died young, and he wanted to get out of the game on top. And so Coach Stoops did that. And he's also asserted that, no, I will not be entertaining any more collegiate jobs nor pro jobs. So it looks like he's done with coaching altogether. And here in this situation, it's baffling because Coach Anderson's all over the place with these text messages. Yeah, I want to take care of certain coaches. And no, I don't want the $12 million they're owed to me, even though.
What'd you hear about him, like, through the inner circle of college football? I've heard that
he's a different bird. He's a different cat, and he had to fall out there at Wisconsin with Barry Alvarez. He wanted to bring in some JUCO players and run a certain type of offense and do it his way. Barry Alvarez didn't want to allow that, and so he moves on. And he goes to Oregon State, where he's allowed to build that program in the manner in which he saw fit. And now it hasn't taken hold or shape. And so he's dropping everyone in the grease in one text message. And then he's saying in others that I'm going to take care of these guys. So until he can sit down and come clean and share with us his inner thoughts, I don't know what to think about him. But, you know, a lot of people have said that I've spoken with since yesterday that, yeah, he's a guy that dances to a totally different beat.
Team with the worst record has to come to your place. You play home and home. Okay, so then after that, you get the Bulls involved. But you're at the Bulls for a shorter period of time because you're just basically getting there to the Bowl.
Appreciate doing it that. He didn't get interrupted once during this, by the way.
No, people, they look forward to this. They look forward to him going on these little diatribes and doing his thing. So,
wow.
Yeah, we've had him on Inside College Football the last few weeks because he's been going off on something, whether it was Sam Darnold and young guys playing at the pro level, you know, this deal here.
The whole loudness of the stadium thing.
Yeah, exactly. So he's been on a roll here the last few weeks.
By the way, we've got Cliff Kingsbury joining us about a half hour from now, so you don't want to miss that. And then also tomorrow on the show, we've got a big challenge because I have to reset an interview several times, introducing and then reminding the audience that we are speaking to Ken Niumatalolo.
Ken Niumatalolo. Ken Niumatalolo.
Wow.
Niumatalolo. It rolls right off the tongue.
Niumatalolo.
Niumatalolo. Say it, Mikey B. Niumatalolo.
Niumatalolo.
Niematalolo.
Niematalolo.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah. It's easy. Did you see him high stepping Saturday?
I did.
What a great game.
He's not usually that excitable.
Well, we saw some of that versus UConn last year when UConn screwed it up there at the end of the ball game. He was high step. It was more in place because his coaches were holding him back. He was still tied to the headset and all that.
It's a lot. And then. And you could make the matchups real interesting and everything else. Okay, so then back to the then you get back to the playoffs, and so you go. You could get it all done by January 1st or sooner, depending on how you did it. And you can even just map out the weeks, and it works out pretty easy.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.